I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi cannot rely on his own armed forces to put down the uprising against him, so apparently he's turned to mercenaries from elsewhere in Africa. Foreign fighters seem to be moving in from such countries as Chad, Mali, and Sierra Leone. Gaddafi has always had strong relationships with African militants and leaders. David Crane investigated those ties between 2002 and 2005 when he was chief prosecutor of the Special Court for Sierra Leone. Crane is now a professor at Syracuse University's College of Law. He says that when he was with the Special Court for Sierra Leone, he and his fellow investigators found that all roads led to Gaddafi.
As we were investigating what we called the West African Joint Criminal Enterprise, it became very apparent that Muammar Gaddafi was the central figure in creating that enterprise. That enterprise eventually created the conditions by which the Sierra Leonean Civil War started. Libyan special forces were involved in that invasion from Liberia to Sierra Leone, and they helped train the likes of Charles Taylor, who was then the president of Liberia, as well as Blaise Campori, who was and is still currently the president of Burkina Faso, as well as the head of the Revolutionary United Front, Fodi Sanko. They were all graduates of Muammar Gaddafi's terrorist camps in Libya in the late 1980s.
When you say that Muammar Gaddafi was the head of this entire enterprise and the head of these terrorist training camps, what kind of authority did he have and what was he doing?
Muammar Gaddafi had the authority over these individuals because they readily agreed to create this joint criminal enterprise. It was a group of thugs getting together and planning the takedown of an entire region of West Africa simply for their blood diamonds and for Muammar Gaddafi's intent of politically influencing that part of the world. Remember, he had announced that he wanted to be the emperor of Africa and began to develop a plan to take over West Africa by placing surrogates in each of the countries so that they would work with him for whatever reason he so chose.
And what was his aim if he wanted to have the reins over all of this region with massive resources in West Africa? Was his intent to harness the resources, including oil reserves and diamonds?
The intent of Muammar Gaddafi was to harness the resources of West Africa, but also just for the bizarre statement that he made, he wanted to become emperor of Africa. So one really never knows what he was thinking, but one could certainly surmise that was also his motive.
So if you have prosecuted people like Charles Taylor, for instance, and other leaders of the area, why haven't you or others prosecuted Muammar Gaddafi?
When we were putting together our prosecution plan, we saw that there were three heads of state that were involved in the movement of guns, diamonds, cash, gold, and timber. That was Blaise Campori of Burkina Faso, Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, and President Charles Taylor of Liberia. I had a tough decision to make, and it was a political decision, not a legal one. The decision was, do I prosecute three heads of state, or do I only prosecute the particular head of state next to Sierra Leone? The issue was my concern that supporters of the court, the major contributors who helped set up the court, might pull their political and actual funding from the court should I go after the likes of Muammar Gaddafi. You have to understand that also during this time frame, Muammar Gaddafi was, for lack of a better term, opening up his war chest and turning all of his war materials over to the West. And he became, in some ways, the fair-haired boy of the West related to his vast resources in oil. And, you know, it's a smart prosecutor who considers not only the law, but also the diplomatic and political consequences of what he's about to do. So it was my decision alone not to prosecute the likes of Muammar Gaddafi or Blaise Campori. And it was a tough decision, but it was a decision that had to be made.
And this is the reality of what you do, I understand. But was there pressure on you? Were you told not to prosecute him?
Oh, no. I don't want to give the impression that I was being dictated to by anybody. I made the decision in consultation with my team to not prosecute other heads of state. If you recall, Lisa, even my unsealing of the indictment of Charles Taylor caused a great deal of political outcry at the time that I would go ahead and indict a sitting head of state.
Professor David Crane, founding chief prosecutor for the Special Court for Sierra Leone. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.